This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You're with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home. Time for...
I know what that means. Get ready, everyone.
Dean's Dilemmas. Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male. Because nobody knows how hard it is for a cisgendered white men of a certain age.
Very difficult, I must imagine.
So difficult. Out for lunch recently.
Mm-hmm. I mean... It's already difficult.
So difficult.
You can afford to get out and, lunch.
They said, there's some special. Here's the menus, like they do. Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely. But up there on the blackboard, some specials.
Love a special.
Oh, love a special.
Excuse me.
Soup of the day.
And
it was a lovely roasted broccolini with goat's cheese and something else in it. Very, very yummy.
It sounds very yummy.
So I ordered it, had the soup, but I was still hungry.
Yeah, because soup seems more like a starter.
Well, this is it. It's soup a meal.
Well, if you're having three slices of toast,
carbs?
Yeah. Well,
do you listen? I'm a gay white male. No, not in the carbs.
Still not a meal, everyone. And I think Chinese people would agree. We never have soup as a meal. Like, it's always the entree. No matter how thick or how butter-laden or carby loaded it is, never.
I love how producer Annie's the voice of Asia.
Like,
I am the voice of Asia.
I mean, I'm sure, like, I don't know, is it a wog thing to have soup just on its own as well?
No.
I'm in Australia,
Malta, brodu, which is soup, it would be an entree.
Yeah.
And then you'd have 700 different animals.
Exactly. Load them up, Noah's Ark in a pot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But chicken and sweet corn,
chicken and sweet corn, yeah. Jack and I have had some chicken and sweet corn.
Not a meal.
Because that's why it's tiny. I think it's just to maybe get your juices flowing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's not the main meal, though, you don't reckon?
Yeah. No.
Okay, riddle me this.
Yes.
Vietnam...
Oh, yeah,
a big bowl of pho. Thank you.
They do like the pho.
That's a noodle dish. That's not a soup, though.
Oh.
Hey, I've solved it.
Curry laksa, not a soup?
Not a soup. It's a curry. It's in the name.
But it's liquid.
It's liquidy. Yeah.
It's still
okay,
got
now
noodles
we have to know
all
what
it,
is
hey,
a soup.
To find soup.
We've got to
so
got
many
to try
questions.
And... Yes.
I think if you're ordering a soup as a meal, though, you should feel full, yeah?
Well, when I make soups at home, if you've got heaps of, like, pulses in it, lentils or whatever, and you've got a lot of a sweet potato or potato, it's almost like a stew.
Sweet potato.
That's a meal.
I had a yummy.
It's going to be hearty. You can't just be chicken noodle soup
hearty.
And water.
Yeah.
So the other day, I bought from the supermarket a pre-made soup, because who's got time to make soup?
Oh, your life is very hard.
Sweet potato, turmeric and garlic soup.
Yeah, I don't...
Ginger soup.
Sorry, it goes against my ethnicity. It goes against...
Authentic self?
My authentic self as a wog. I can't do pre-made soup. No, I can't I can't do pre-made food half the time.
You make everything from scratch?
Yes.
Oh, that's... Your life is harder than mine is.
Stuff like soup and stuff. No, I can't.
So we've had a message in on 0427JOY949. Look, we've hit a nerve. Anonymous messenger listener says,
yes.
This is why the Yanks, I think he or she is referring to the Americans, always do soup and half a sandwich.
Good. That's a good combo for me. When I was at work, I would always crave a jaffle and a pumpkin soup together.
Oh.
Yeah, because you can dip it.
A toasted cheese sandwich.
That's
with
a killer combo.
Tomato soup and toasted cheese sandwich.
Oh, all of that.
Yes.
See, but is soup a lunchtime thing or a dinner thing? Could we be having soup tonight for dinner?
Never for dinner. That's sad. That's
you
a
reckon?
Sad dinner. It's a lunch thing. You need something that...
dinner.
Yeah, it brings you up, you know. It's
or it's
the
a lonely
end of the
person's
day.
Dinner. Is that what
it
you're
is,
saying?
It is. Like, you know, it makes me think of Campbell's. Like, that's emergency food, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like, a tin at the back of the cupboard.
Yeah, the World War III cupboard, you know. Well, my dad always had one, yeah. It's full of Spam and lentil soup in a can.
Mm. Allegedly.
I've got dried lentils.
Oh, really? Do you do the veggie soups? Do you, like...
I do an all-in chicken and chicken veg, 7,000 cloves of garlic.
Oh yeah!
And I even put lemon on it, which I think is a wacky thing.
Or like Greek lemon soup, lemon and chicken. Yeah,
I'm not Greek.
No, I know you're malt.
I'm just staring him down. Excuse me.
Excuse me. I'm not Greek.
All right, all right. Let me moderate this, Wogs. You calm down.
Yeah. So tell us, do you think soup is a meal? 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. My position is that it isn't.
And this is just again proving how hard Dean's life is.
Life is
I don't know what soup is. I'm wearing a very expensive outfit.
It hurts my teeth. Stick around. You're on Joy. Soup. Is it a meal or is it not a meal? I don't
know. We're asking the hard-hitting questions here on Jack right. and Dean on Joy.
None of the Stonewall stuff. No, no. We're straight to the soup issues.
Dean's got a very difficult life and sometimes one knows how hard it is. And his dilemma is, what's a soup?
And why am I still hungry after eating it?
Yeah. Is it meant to be like a, you know, a watery sort of thing? Is it meant to be a big chunky thing? Or do you vitamize it so it gets into like more of a liquid rather than the chunky bits?
Then anything could be a soup, right? Absolutely. Yeah. You squish enough things. Well, I guess savoury things equals soup. You squish some fruit, you get a smoothie.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, we've had a message in on 0427 Joy 949.
From a smoothie or soup? Sorry. Aaron. Keep going.
Now, Aaron's not talking about smoothies, but Aaron says, well, thanks for that. I'm so engrossed listening to the soup chat. Thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, we are engrossing, that's right.
Well, I am.
But Aaron's been so engrossed that he's forgot to put his rice on for his curry.
Oh, no.
And now curry isn't a soup, but it's more of a stew.
Yes.
So Aaron's now posed the question, what's the difference? Are you ready for this hive mind? What's the difference between a soup, a stew, a consomme,
What is
and
that?
I've never
broth.
Heard that word.
Oh, is it another word for broth?
So I think consomme and broth are both quite thin, yeah?
It seems like it's consumed, it's boiled, reduced.
Maybe broth has come, I know you use chicken bones and lamb bones.
That's part of a soup.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that maybe a consomme is like a vegetable stock and broth is a meat stock, but no.
Mm, but you're right. They're both a bit of a... I think they're both a bit of a stock.
Bit of a stock.
And that's not... That's one ingredient of... That's a building block of soup.
But a stew...
Stew you've got usually is meat-based.
Yeah, I'm thinking chunks.
Chunks. You fry up some things.
How about a goulash? Is it goulash? Is that right?
Goulash.
Is goulash a stew?
Yeah. Goulash is a stew.
Oh,
I don't know what goulash is either. Man, don't know
Hungarian
a lot of things.
Goulash.
Hungarian goulash.
Hungarian goulash.
So it's kind of like your little veal that you put some a sauce through it, maybe a bit of yogurt or cream would be stirred through it, and a bit of rice.
My soups are quite stewy, may I say that?
I've heard that about your soups.
May I say? I like all in every single vegetable in the world, maybe some chicken.
You like a bit of structure in your soup.
But just chunky bits, not just you're putting on, a watery whatever.
Yeah.
Yesterday I've looked up a recipe I'm going to make. It's a ragu. Just add that to the mix.
A ragu?
How do you define
that? Hello, my name
is... A ragu.
Ragu.
I think a ragu is more like a goulash.
It is more
of a really
stew.
Opened
a
up a can
of stew.
More meaty. I think it's all meat. I don't think there's any potatoes in that one.
My dad actually brought me round a stew because he makes a Hungarian stew.
But he's Maltese. I thought Maltese was different.
Oh my God.
I don't know why he's done that.
He's lost.
Who knows? But the point is, I've just got it's essentially just meat and I've got it sitting in the fridge.
Okay.
All right. Let us know. What's the difference between a hunk of meat and a soup? We have no answers.
Join the conversation. 0427 Joy949 or on air at joy.org.au.
It's just wet meat. Social media. Yes,
social media.
I'm listening.
So Facebook. There's this person on Facebook that I am friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, sometimes people are a bit like ranty on Facebook.
I feel like you're breaking up with me.
No, I've got you on mute for the month. But anyway.
But yeah, fair enough. Yes.
But this film was a bit ranty.
Constantly. This is what I think.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I got to the point where I was thinking, maybe I should unfriend them because it wasn't giving me the good vibes. It wasn't sparking joy.
Yeah, and because you open that up, goes into your heart.
But then they went quiet. And I thought, the rants are over. This person must be on a holiday and maybe their life has got better. Maybe things are getting better, yeah?
Hopeful.
So then I thought, look, I'll just check them out. Check out their page, see what they're up to.
Have a search.
Unfriended.
Oh,
I'm no longer their friend.
The ranter unfriended you.
And I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, that's...
They kind of like, they got me first.
See, that's like in a relationship where you're like, it's sort of running out of steam in this relationship.
Yeah.
I really think that I should get rid of you. And then they dump you and you're like, well expletive.
No. Yeah. No, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
You're not breaking up with me.
Did you then add them and then unfriend them just for yourself? Just went click, click?
No, because then if I had to...
You didn't throw your phone. What did you do?
Well, then I'd have to send them a friend request. Yeah. And so they would know that I now know that they've unfriended me.
Yeah, that's the mind game.
Which would give them the satisfaction of knowing that I wanted their friendship.
Yeah. Would you know where they live?
I don't.
If they post heaps, they might have tagged it. We can go there now.
We can go now.
I'll do anything for you.
But that's not right. I don't think it's fair. Bummer. It's almost like...
We have so many... Everyone talks about culling and stuff. There's so many people that...
And I'm all up for the culling. I get that.
Yeah. I had someone... It said it was whoever's name it was, birthday. I'm like, who the heck is that?
Yeah.
Why do we have them on there?
And so have you culled them? Or do you wish them a happy birthday?
No, I just ignored it.
Just ignore them.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I reckon... I don't know.
It's
I feel cheated,
though. It's a good thing, but you feel cheated.
Yeah.
So I think that's the issue.
But the outcome's good, I think.
So what have you learnt for next time?
Unfriend them
first.
For the
next half of the year.
Unfriend
them
first.
You're not feeling good if they're not sparking joy.
Cut them loose.
Get them out.
Cut them loose.
Turn me loose. What were we talking about?
We're talking about Facebook and how...
We're so...
Somebody was... ranting, and I thought I should unfriend them, but they got in first and unfriended me, not that I was ranting, and I felt cheated.
Because you knew it was wrong, you knew the relationship was toxic, and, you know,
wasn't sparking
why
joy.
Are they in you, allowed in your wonderful
but
life?
But somehow I feel like they've won. They've won.
Yeah.
They had a message in on 0427 Joy949 from Nurse James. Now, I'm pleased to say, I just double checked, Nurse James is still my friend on Facebook.
Okay, so this is a fun message.
I think so. This is trying to tell me something.
Mm.
Nurse James, hey, Nurse James, he says, what has Dean learned? Nothing. What have we learned? Dean still doesn't get out enough.
Oh.
He's probably right. No, you're probably right, James.
It's true.
It's true.
Well, what do you mean get out? Because even if we're out, our phones are with us.
We're so connected.
You could be on a mountaintop, provided reception is there. I mean, you could just be tweeting, which is sad.
It's very Dark Mirror. Have you seen the latest season of Dark Mirror?
I refuse to. I get too scared.
Yeah, well, there's one of the episodes talks about our connection to social media. Well, in fact, they all reference technology and stuff, but there's one about social media. Yeah, it's very provoking.
But you had other friends that were doing things.
Well, and we use the term friends loosely. So on Facebook, I had a school acquaintance, somebody I went to school with.
Oh, so...
So not close.
A few years back.
And they live on the other side of Australia, so, you know, not really a relationship, but, you know, they're part of the circle of friends. And on Facebook, they sometimes post or share images with the Australian flag on it.
Oh, that's never a good thing.
No,
it's flags, trucks.
And often their commentary is about boats and people on boats and other things.
Oh, okay,
and,
yes.
But this one time, recently, they posted something, they shared something about some... They were outraged, it turns out. They were outraged.
Why are they outraged?
Oh, they were so outraged they went to Facebook to express their outrage. Turns out Disneyland...
Yeah.
Decided that they're going to have a Pride March. One-off Pride March in Disneyland.
That makes sense.
Happy
Disneyland's
city.
Pretty gay.
And, of course, I was outraged as well. One day of the year? They should have it every day of the year.
They should have it every day of the year.
But this school acquaintance was outraged. They'd even think that one day was right. What about the children? When somebody think about the children and the gay agenda.
There were anti... Well, I even feel like it's an oxymoron saying, like, a straight parade.
I know,
like,
right?
Oh,
it's
parade.
A parade.
Da, 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 da. But they... So what happened with that?
Well, then I thought, well, should I unfriend them? Why do I... I don't want to see this
Just go,
feed.
Right, you're not for me.
Or... So I actually did. I thought,
But you didn't engage.
I didn't engage, and I felt that there was an opportunity there for me to suggest to her that, you know, diversity and inclusion is not a new thing. It's not a new thing.
Yeah, what year is it? Who are you? Are you okay, Dal?
But no, I just cut the cord.
That's also good. You don't want to waste your energy.
But it's a teachable moment.
A teachable moment.
Teachable moment.
Go, FYI, you're a rude word.
I don't know about saying a rude word.
No,
I just
not.
Think I could say,
engage,
you know.
Use your business words.
Use my business words. Say from my heart, you know.
I wish you love and joy, and I think that you should accept that into yourself.
Yeah, and accept that you were wrong.
Yeah.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.